And as we watch Irma, we're also following the aftermath of Harvey, which soaked Texas last week. Joining us now is NPR's Carrie Kahn, who is in Houston. And Carrie, you've been spending some time talking to farmers about how they've been affected by Harvey. What are you hearing?
A lot of complaints and a lot of loss. It's bad. It depends where you go in the state, but in the southern part of the state where the large cotton crop is, farmers are devastated. They were hoping to have one of their better years, and they just thought they were going to clear up all their debt, and this was going to be the big year, and now they're looking at huge losses. And then I was out in the eastern part of Texas talking to rice farmers, and they have a strange predicament going on. Their crops are wet underneath, but all the rice is on top, and it's come out, and it's drying to the point of not being useful anymore. The quality is so low, and they can't get their combines into the fields. They're just still flooded, and they just are waiting and waiting and don't know what their losses are going to be, but everybody is very worried.
Are they getting any assistance?
That's what they were talking to me about. You know, I went to a small town. It's called Winnie. It's about Winnie, Texas. It's about an hour east of Houston. And we asked to speak to one farmer. About 10 farmers showed up at this Cajun restaurant in town. The place was packed, too, and it was way past lunchtime. I just think everybody's sitting around waiting for this water to recede. And they just feel like all the attention is put on the urban areas and that the rural outlying areas and the farmers are being forgotten and they're not part of this disaster aid that everybody's talking about. It's all about FEMA and it's all about finding housing assistance, and they're really worried that they're being forgotten.
Is there any way to put a price tag on how badly Harvey has affected the agriculture industry in Texas?
They're not saying yet because they might be able to salvage some crops. But what I've heard from agricultural officials so far is, like, just look at cotton. And cotton is the second largest agricultural product in Texas after cattle. Cattle is number one here. But that is a 2.2 billion crop last year. And they say at least a fifth of it is gone underwater. So we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars already lost in just the cotton crop. These rice farmers think their crops are totaled and they can't salvage anything. So we're talking to hundreds of millions of dollars in just in agriculture.
Meanwhile, you're in Houston. What's the situation there at this point?
Well, I could tell you that the two largest shelters the numbers seem to be going up. They were going down for a while. People were finding alternative places to live. And one of the largest shelters is still up, over 3,000 people in it. It's out in the outskirts of Houston here. And people have also been getting a lot of hotel vouchers from FEMA. Thousands of people are in hotel rooms all over the southern part of Texas. So the numbers of people that are still out of their homes are in the thousands, and it's going to be a difficult situation. Across the street here in downtown Houston, there's a large shelter set up for the George R. Brown Convention Center. They want to close that by the end of the week, but they still have over 1,000 people there. So housing is still tough for a lot of people. And then the other thing that people know in Houston is traffic. Traffic has always been bad, but one of the tollways, it's amazing to see, Jeremy. It's a 6-lane tollway completely underwater. It's a lake still.
Wow.
And so that's just forcing terrible traffic jams, of which was already bad traffic in Houston. And they said that water isn't planned to recede for at least another week.
And what about schools and businesses? Are they getting back to business?
Schools are set to start in Houston Unified School District on September 11th. And then what you hear a lot of people that, well, some of the schools are still having damage problems, but I think it's about a tenth of the schools in the district. But what happens is that there's a lot of teachers out there that are volunteering in these shelters and volunteering and helping friends and stuff. They all have to go back to work, too.
Right.
So there's worry about who's going to be volunteering.
That's NPR's Carrie Kahn in Houston, where they are still right in the midst of the aftermath of Harvey. Carrie, thank you.
You're welcome, Jeremy.